104.4 FM. Do you think it's any good? Do you think it's any good?
Machine plays on, and it doesn't stop playing till the world is gone. Now Brazuti's on the mix, most of the time he works all the machines, but he doesn't really rhyme, moves slide, fake dirt, programs, drum beat, makes his records in the place to be. So when you hear that sound of the drum machine, it's MCA and Brazuti, we're a musical team. They did it for money and they did it for fun. They did it for sex and they did it for fame. All kinds of music but the beat's the same. Now there's a thing called a drum machine. You don't need good rhythm to sound real mean. Bond ties the beat through the tempo control to make good music the inevitable goal. With a VCO and a VCA, you might add on some digits of delay in the mix. You use tricks if it don't sound good, it can still be fake. The sound as it comes in, PU meters in the red, or it may sound thin. Flange overdrive, distortion guitar. Turn the sound up loud so the sound sounds hard. Yeah. Lexicon, space station, AMS. Delay loop systems that sound the best. Digital synthesis, increase the noise. Turn the small dials on electronic toys. Yeah, light simulators, digital generators with a MIDI on the system, the great penetrators. Replace the chip in order to bust with the Simmons kick. But you can play your own chip with your personal sound. They'll make the hard rock B-boys wanna get down. Electronic machines to make a lucky boogie for the B-boys. Get loose when the drum beats go like this.
Abject love. abject love. Abject love.
Hey up, and welcome to Abject Block Radio. With me, Tim Goldie, and John Wild, and our special guest tonight, Ben Harper. All right, Ben?
I'm good.
Like so.
In the Adelaide Hills and has not yet fully adjusted to human society despite relocating to Melbourne. And then running forward for the Music Man. Despite relocating to Melbourne and then after a murky financial misadventure to London, his public appearances have been rare, seldom venturing out of his bunker in East London, where he spends his time evading creditors and nursing his obscurity, mistaking it for genius. Over the past 20 years, he has succumbed to pressure on a handful of occasions to present some of his music or artwork to the public in a small gallery or bar, booing like a drill. The only authoritative guide to culture. It's a blog with fairly regular updates on what Ben has been working on or seeing or hearing. It's the most active part of the site. So it also announces new additions to the rest of the site. There's even an RSS feed so you can subscribe to it instead of reading it. And I think it is time now for some of Ben's music, and it's gonna be
St. Paul's 10th Piano with Real Nightingales.
Thank you. want you to repeat after me. Did?
Did.
I did it.
Did.
S did it.
Did.
H did it. Letter T, da.
Da.
Da, da.
Da.
O, da, da, da.
Da, da, da.
This is Object Block Radio.
Thank you, Ben. I really enjoyed that. It's Ben Harper, and it was called St. Paul's 10th Piano with real nightingales.
I'm sorry, John.
Bloody loud.
Here to have a ball. Just run your fingers through your hair. I just just shake your body like you don't care. I just snap your fingers, move your feet. Cause we know by now you can feel the heat. Let me tell you one thing, we'll give it a chance. We're the type of MCs gonna make you rock. So don't let it in the face, give me what you got. Now all the fellas, do your best.
Good evening, listeners. Abject Block Radio here, with me, Vomitimov Sarkofagosi. We've got Ben Harper in the studio tonight.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to play a piece by his in a moment. Can you introduce the piece, please, Ben Harper?
Yes, I'd love to. Thank you. It's a piece called Spectral Shadow of String Quartet Number 2. I wrote a string quartet years ago. It's a lovely little thing, really. It's quite pleasant to listen to, and the musicians don't have to do very much, so they're quite happy with it as well. But I kind of like the idea of being able to commodify and reproduce everything and, you know, can it and distribute it around the world into multiple copies. So I fed it into a spectrogram machine just to see what it would look like afterwards. And I got this nice long sort of sound print of it. And then I fed it back into the computer to read it off as if it was a sound. Well, was it like it was a spectrogram, and tried to play it back as a computer synthesizer piece. So it's a computer trying to reproduce a string quartet, but failing in a very nice way, and at least it tried.
I like that, and I'm going to play it. Thank you.
Well, thanks a lot, Ben, for that. Now, I've got a couple of announcements to make. Firstly, support the Trade Union Day of Action on the NHS tomorrow. There's a lot going off, so... So check out the Coalition Against Resistance website for the details. And if you're in Hackney, get involved in the Stop the Workfare campaign. The next demo is on the 17th of March, meeting at 12 o'clock on the Narrowway. So I hope to see some of you out there. Otherwise, you'll end up stacking shelves in Tesco's for naught.
I'm sorry, John.
Ende des Monats will die CDU sich auf einer wissenschaftlichen Fachtagung mit den Ursachen des Terrorismus befassen. Die Verantwortung für Überwachungsmaßnahmen von selbstmordgefährdeten Gefangenen liegt nach Angaben von Vollzugsbediensteten der Strafanstalt Stuttgart-Stammheim allein beim Arzt der Anstalt. Vor dem Untersuchungsausschuss des Baden-Württembergischen Landtages erklärte Vollzugsleiter Bubeck weiter, nach seiner Auffassung seien die Selbstmorde von Bader, Rasper und Enslin jedoch nicht zu verhindern gewesen. Er erinnerte daran, dass nach dem Selbstmord von Ulrike Meinhof auf Anordnung des Anstaltsarztes Gudrun und Enslin besonders überwacht wurde. Um eine zusätzliche Gefährdung zu vermeiden, sei diese Maßnahme in Deutschland eingeführt worden, als die Gefangenen gegenüber einer Vollzugsbeamtin erwähnt worden.
Ulrike Meinhof and Andreas Wader both died in a prison cell. Who by them is still divided? Who will the trigger? Stay silent about
That little Beethoven would show so much musical ability at such an early age surprised no one who possessed even a slight familiarity with his family history. That he would excel in both carrying on in his great-great-great-great-grandfather's grandiose musical tradition, while at the same time exhibiting what could only be described as street credibility, did surprise some. How did this young genius acquire his particular abilities? One day in the 19th century, Ludwig von Beethoven traveled secretly to New York to seek the advice of the city's most prominent ear doctor in a last, desperate attempt to stop the deterioration of his hearing. Medically, the visit was a failure. Nevertheless, the doctor had a beautiful daughter, a very streetwise daughter, whose manner was unlike anything Ludwig had encountered in the old world. Ludwig was charmed. One thing led to another, and after a brief affair, a child of their union was born. 200 years later, little Beethoven shows dramatic evidence of the musical genius he derived from his great-great-great-great-grandfather, and the charm, sex appeal, and street credibility he derived from his great-great-great-great-grandmother. A true musical genius has arrived. A genius called Lil Beethoven.
Hello, listeners. Tonight, it's Abject Block again. Radio, and Ben is here, and he's gonna introduce this piece called Like But Not Like.
This is a sad piece. Many years ago, I used to play electric guitar a lot, but after a while, I realized I had so many effects pedals and other junk like that that I didn't actually need the guitar anymore, and I could just take one end of the lead and just plug it into the other end and just make feedback with no other instruments involved. So this piece is just a sad lament for just pure feedback. It's done live. There's no other mixing or processing. So if you like feedback noise, you're going to like this.
Thank you.
What's your name? Hello? Hello?
There's a kid in the studio.
Oh.
What's your name?
My name is... Kitty Pongo. Kitty Pongo Bokchaf.
My name is Steve. My band is called Stormbugs. And, we're gonna be playing at a festival in Nottingham.
We're going to play your music, little boy. Why I go play a gig?
My name is Steve. My band is called Stormbugs, and we're playing at a city festival with tons of other complete degenerates called
Ramel. Ramel Festival.
I was born in the earth, out of fire and flood. Old men mind me, and out of their lives all my value derived. And out of their deaths my authority. For I am the shadow money. I come between both time and patterns. I disconnect. I can transform anything into what I am.
Have you got something there?
Loudness of the sounds to the sufferer can vary considerably, but all these sounds are simulations of tinnitus estimated to be moderate or very loud. Make sure the volume control of your player is set at a comfortable listening level for my voice. Don't alter the level when you listen to the tinnitus sounds. If you can't hear some of them clearly, it is probably because you have some hearing loss at that frequency or pitch of sound.
Thank you.
Hello, listener. This is Kitty Pongo, the butcher of the biopsister vomiting off sarcophagus. We got something coming up for you, which is called, they want to have a bath, but there's not enough bubbles for Rita Sue and Bob too. Dedicated to the memory of Alan Clark, who I think was run over by Cornelius' car crash.
Tonight, dear listeners, if you're walking home from the pub, make sure you... If you've got a wooden chair leg in a plastic bag,
you might get a hollow point bullet in the colostomy bag. So make sure you've got eyes in the back of your head tonight. Dear listeners, love from the Abject Block Radio. Oh my god. Oh no.
Time to go down, folks, the other night.